That was a lucky bunny. Bunny, you didn't see the bunny. Boogabut. No. Chill out. Ooh, guys, it's gonna rain on my head. Just got home from work. It's late. And the wind is blowing. It's a little bit scary, y'all. Leaves are on the ground. You know, it's just now August, and there's leaves. Leaves are falling. So depressing how fast the summer goes. And it's been a good summer. It's been a great summer. I was so afraid that summer would be terrible. I thought, oh, it's going to be boring. I'm going to be boring. I'm not going to be partying. I'm not going to be doing whatever. And, you know, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. It's peaceful. It's nice. I have so much time to do stuff. I'm doing stuff. I'm running out of time to do all the stuff that I want to do. And then, with all this list of things, I'm finding that sometimes I just want to chill out. I just want to discover my own town. A friend of mine, I was commenting him on one of his podcast shows, The Turnip Style. I think his was Now the Pool is Closed. And it just marvels me how some people just know everything about their local, the town they live in, the local government. And of course, he lives in a big city, and it's kind of easy to do that. Should be easier where I live since it's so much smaller, but I'm like, what do I care about BFE? There's this whole little area down by where I live. It's two cities, you know, Benton Harbor and St. Joe, and they're connected by a river, and it's crazy the amount of racial and social discord there is in this area. But I went down, and I've driven down by Benton Harbor, lived here for 10 years, drove down there with a friend, and I tell you, I can't tell you how many times I've driven down there. I have no idea what I'm afraid of. I don't know why I can't stop the car and go in and check out these places. Nobody's going to tell me to get out. Some of the coolest, neatest, nicest coffee shops and restaurants and diners. I would liken it to say it's like Chicago. It's like these people wanting to move out of the city and come to the country, as they call it. Chicago is like the country. And establishing these little areas. And that's my goal in life. And I've come to realize I've been so frustrated with my life and work, and was thinking that sometimes part of my, being down about the world and my life choices is, maybe I didn't make good life choices. Maybe I'm not happy with what's going on right now. And come to realize that, maybe my job is just now to, get me to my next level in life. And that's what I want. I want to be of service to people. And I'm not talking the service industry. I want to do something where I can work with people and make a difference. I want to make people smile. I want to help people. I want to be there for people that just need someone to listen or someone to help them. I'm finding I'm loving to talk and hang out and spend time with older people. For some reason, I always thought, I don't know what I was afraid of. Maybe the older I get, the closer I am to oldest age. But their history, they've got stories to tell. They just, most of the time, want someone to just listen. And I don't know where I'm going to go in this next new adventure in my life, but I'm happy to know that, I've wasted enough time in my life. I don't want to continue wasting anymore. And just because I don't like where my situation is now, a new situation, a new life, isn't going to walk up to my door and say, hey, here I am. I gotta get out. I gotta make a change. And at least now I'm making better choices. Ooh, the rain is beginning to hit. I feel little drops, and I'm like with Lexi, and I'm like, all right, let's try one more block. You watch, it's gonna rain on our heads. Took Lexi in today to get her first professional photo shoot, and I'm like, it ain't gonna happen. And I had a friend do it because I had to work, and I had a friend take her in, and I'd be damned if that dog didn't sit there and pose and cheese and smile and wag and look cute. But if it's me and I pull out the camera, it's impossible. If anybody's seen her, she's like a mile a minute. I don't think it's possible to tire this dog out. And they caught her smile. I've never seen a dog so happy with a smile on her face and just wants to love and be loved. And I tell you, I say it all the time, if my biggest monster fear is Freddy Krueger, if he was in my house, I'd be a dead man, because she'd be like, hi Freddy, give me kisses. Oh, that's daddy, you can kill him anytime, just give me kisses. I'd be a goner. She's one of those dogs that you can't be in a bad mood around her. And she's so smart. She's so intelligent. When she knows dad's in a bad mood, she's just all about dad. She's like, where's dad? You know, I need my dad. I need to get close to dad. I need to buy dad. Give me a kiss, dad. And when she's kissing and loving on me, no way I could be in a bad mood with her. It's really interesting, people. I called the photographer, because she did it. She does it at our local Paul Mart pet store. And I called her and asked her. She was going through this spiel about her photography and how she does it. And she was talking to me like I never did it before with her. And she goes, are you familiar with me? I'm like, yeah, you took care of my Audrey once. And Audrey's been gone for me. Oh, wow. It's amazing how fast the time goes. Lexi's, I think, going on 2 years now. October, I think. And Audrey was gone for at least a good year and a half before I found Lexi. And this photographer was like, were you the one guy that came out, you got your doggy's hair did and looked to the right where we were photographing and said, oh my gosh, let's get her done, let's do her. And she almost made fun of my voice, just kind of like it would have been me. I'm like, ooh yeah, that was me. Because I do. I'm like, oh, she's so pretty. She looks so pretty. Audrey was so pretty when she got her hair done. Perfect. I mean, she's a black dog and just a perfect pet and cut and eyes. Because, you know, when her hair would get long, it would, like, cover her eyes. And then when she got her hair cut, I said, I want to see her eyes. And these big brown eyes. And that's why I fell in love with Lexi. Because when I had to turn around. I'm telling you, I thought Freddy Krueger was behind me. I'm not kidding. I thought I heard some steps. I walked into the doggy store. I was driving out of Michigan City, you know, coming home from Chicago, and it wasn't a very happy time in my life, especially that day. Really, really kind of down. And I drove out of Michigan City a different way for some reason. Maybe I took the wrong turn or something, and saw that there was a Humane Society that I didn't know existed. And if you knew anything about where my area is, there's a bunch of pit bull mixes and Dobermans. And every time I would go into this area, I would leave. And I was a little sad, a little crying, because they weren't Audrey. I think I would go in there looking to find Audrey, and she wasn't there. And this day I walk in. Well, I drove. It was like a mile or two down the road. And I'm like, let's turn around and see what we got. parked the car, walked in, walked straight to the back. And I'm sure I've told the story before, but walked to the end of the cages. Didn't even bother to look at anything to the right or left of me. And walked straight up to her cage and looked down at her and looked down at her face. And she was a rag dog and looked into these big brown eyes looking up at me. And I admit it again. I'm such a big old baby. I just started crying because I just looked into these eyes and looking back at me, and all I felt was love, and I felt, it's time. I want her. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving without her. And then took her home and then called my Paul Mart grooming and said, could you please take care of her? She's a rat dog, and cleaned her up, and she's just the cutest thing. You know what is nice and surprising when people surprise you? It was surprising to me that this woman remembered from like 3 years ago that I was that guy. Yeah, and that's, I am that guy that would walk out of somewhere and like demand someone take care of my dog. She's my dog's the prettiest dog of all these other dogs you're photographing. That's me. Yes, that's me. Oh, there's thunder. I'm always surprised and amazed at how some people, I always thought that it was impossible to make friends when you're older and lifelong good friends. Because I think, you know, of course, who doesn't want to be Cinderella in a movie and find the Prince Charming? And I don't want white Prince Charming in a white horse or pickup truck. I want him in an ocean liner or a yacht. I know I'm destined to be by water and lake and live on the water. I had my chance one time, blew it. Bad decisions. But when you find a friend that gets you, can see past all your shit and hurt and likes you anyways, capable of forgiving forgiveness, wants to, that shares the same things that you share, and you can sit and watch paint dry, or they can go do dishes while you sit and play on your phone, or not ready to throw into the towel once you have a bad bumpy day. Or they're there for you when you have a bad bumpy day. One such friend that said, it was pretty surprising that they had a bad day, shared it with me. I was a part of it, I was a witness to it. Said something really, really not profound, but kind of someone I wasn't expecting to hear. Said that she thanked me for being there for her and still being her friend and wanting to be her friend after she cried. She had a really bad day, really tough day. Some people are mean. Mean people suck. And then it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun kind of growing up and dealing with emotions and not hiding from them, because a lot of us make things tougher than they are and they should be. And when you find a friend that is so concerned about your friendship and wants it just as much as you do, it doesn't come along that often. And it's so nice. It is so nice. It to trudge this road of happy destiny makes it so much easier, so much nicer. It makes my walk in this world not so long and terrible. You know, you're gonna have good and bad days. So nice. I'm actually talking on the phone. I never used to talk on the phone. I can sit and talk to you all, and I can talk on you know, podcasts or whatever. But when you pick up the phone, I couldn't do it. It's like this big, oh, heavy 10,000 ton device. But what's funny about it is that the more you lift up that phone and more you... How funny is that we have to talk about talking on the phone? I remember when I was a kid, I used to fall asleep talking on the phone. My uncle once came over to the house and got mad, and he actually whooped me. I was 12 because I wouldn't get off the phone so he can speak to my mom. And now it's like pulling teeth and nails just to, you know, it's like as soon as I get on the phone, I want to find a reason to get off the phone. And there's something fun about sending people mail or cards. Because who gets that? Who gets it? I mean, I hardly get anything in the mail anymore because I do everything online. But it's so much fun. It's so nice when somebody sends you something. That's why I like sending stuff out. Sometimes, you know, I got all this stuff. I'm like, what am I going to do with all this stuff? And I see somebody likes it. And I'm like, I'm going to send it. Well, you're going to send something to Canada or California. You must really like them people because it ain't cheap. They say that if you have 5 friends that you can call dear friends at the end of your life or just in general that are true dear lay down for you kind of friends, then that's an accomplishment. Feel any rain coming. I lived here for how long and what?
I bet you lived here for 12 years.
Yeah.
Well, when we lived here, I mean...
It's about 12 years.
These people used to decorate. And honey, she had hot chocolate out there. She had muffins. She had cookies. She had brownies. She was dressed up. She had like a spread.
I don't remember any of
that. Oh, don't you? Oh, my God. When they moved, I'm like, oh, no, really? Oh, and then when she would decorate for Christmas. But her Halloween...
I don't remember that.
She had them lined up.
Now, do you remember, I mean, these people here on the corner in front of us, you ever drive by here?
Mm.
Oh, Brad Gorman, Brad, mm-hmm. The ambassador's mom, I think, lives in that first gray house where that car's been parked in front of.
Oh, all right.
So I see him here. But this corner here, Lindsay, the teen, her... She became friends with this young kid that lived here, who now graduated and went off into the Air Force or something. The most beautiful human being. If you think St. Joe is hot, you should see this boy.
Oh, my God,
oh
really?
Oh, my God. Jesus. I know. I love my neighborhood.
Wow. Wow. They got a peach tree out front, too.
See, now, I don't know. How do you know all that?
Because of the leaves.
Okay, look, identify in this yard. What do you see?
Those are zinnias.
What's a zinnia?
Those flowers.
Okay, there's a bunch of flowers. All those flowers?
Those are all zinnias.
Okay, and they just redid the fence, too.
Mm-hmm, that's a peach tree. That's your red maple. That, I don't know what that is. There's a fern.
You know when you have a
white... there's your hydrangeas. Okay. Roses, petunias. I don't like petunias.
What's your take on pine trees?
I don't know.
See, when I see pine trees, like those two big ones on the house corner, I would they look like they're growing into the house.
Yeah, they are. You know, that isn't good for the foundation. You're exactly right.
And then you look at this white picket fence. This is what I need for Lexi.
I think
they got dogs. They got some big-ass dogs over here, but Makes you wonder what if they're trying to keep people out or they're trying to keep something in.
Well, they're probably trying to keep people out because when you got a corner lot like this, every kid wants to race through your, you know, they don't want, they're not cutting the square corner, man, on their bike or whatever. They're going right through your yard. Well, and if they have dogs, you know.
So, do you think we'll actually do Florida? You really think we're going
to
do it?
Well, I would like to, and I'd like to put a cap on it. I mean, can we do it for $1,000?
Well, you can save $1,000. That's all you want. I don't care.
Well, I'm
saying... No, think about it. What's funny. Not going into crazy, but I think my biggest expense when I went places was drinking.
Oh, well, yeah.
So if I don't have that, that's true. I'm going to eat good. I'm going to play good. You know, I'm still going to have fun.
Do we have time to walk down this alley?
What, are you looking for junk?
Yeah. Well, in the flowers. There's gladiolas.
But I think it'd be fun to... I mean, I haven't been to Florida, like, on an adult vacation. I've been to Disney World several times with family.
And, I don't know and, if I can handle Disney lover. World with you.
You know, why? I love Disney World.
There's a smoke bush.
What's the smoke bush?
Right there, the one that
looks
smoking.
Looks like it's smoking.
And those are squawks. And those are your black-eyed Susans.
I love black-eyed Susans.
And there's your lilies.
And I love me lilies, too.
And see, everybody's got rose assurance. They're easy to grow, they're beautiful, but they make a mess.
So why did you pull the weeds off the stem?
Oh, yeah, well, because it then the energy of the tree will go up to the... Whoops.
It'll go up and not
out? It'll go up into the blooms. It'll make the bloom longer.
See, how do you learn that stuff?
From my grandmother, from Mary, from my sister. My sister really got my grandmother's green thumb. Look at that. Look at their beer bottles on the tree.
I love this house. This little house looks like a row house from, like, New Orleans.
Yeah, because they got a little tree, or a little chair in the tree.
Oh, they got a chair?
Little kids chair. Man, look at all that stuff growing up. Ooh, that's kind of, wow.
Careful, oh, it's gross.
Wow. City of St. Joe, you need to get down here and clean up this alley, man. He's kind of mad.
Lexi, come on and say hi later, you little hooker. But I just want to go out and get out. I love Florida, but I hate it when it's hot.
I don't want to do hot.
When it's Africa hot, I don't want to get out of the car.
I don't know, me either.
Too big hair, just like a woman. You know, I want to just throw in some shorts, some shirts, go
flip-flops,
down by the water, yep. And you're...
Baby suit to cover up.
And you're like going, well, this is like hours drives to the old ocean. I'm like, girl, it's on the Gulf. We're on Lake Michigan. Come on.
I know. I get spoiled, though, when I can get in the car and be at the beach in 5 minutes.
Yeah, but the Gulf is the same thing.
It is.
It's water.
It is. But I don't want to drive 30 minutes.
I know, but when people think about going to Florida, it's like, oh, let's go to Disney World and Key West and oh, my God, and Fort Lauderdale, and let's go do all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And it's like...
Oh, we're in the car for half the trip.
Florida's a big state.
It's a big state. It's a peninsula. It sure is.
I would love... I can't go to Florida.
What are your three big picks, then, if we go?
Okay. Disney World.
All right.
I got to go and get me some R2-D2 Mickey Mouse ears.
Okay.
Don't give me, you know, you just offended 80 people.
Sorry.
I just read a thing.
I don't even know what they are.
Well, yeah, you don't even know what R2-D2 is. That's the shame of it. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, please do not battle Bonnie with Bonnie-isms. Dear Heavenly Father, help me against the Bonnies today. Anyways, there's this movie. It was called Star Wars. There's two robots in it. One was R2-D2, and now I'm just done talking. Anyways, I want to do that. It would be so nice to just say we drove down the Keys for a day. You know, think of the money we're saving from not, you know...
I'm
not
doable.
Even interested in like, you know, nightlife anymore. But there are a couple places that were really nice, and I'm sure there's other places to go. There was this one bar, this one really cool place in wherever I was last time. You know, it was like a bar set out on the sand on the beach. Mm-hmm. So the sand, you know, was, you know, all you had to do was sweep the sand out at the end of the day. Or even if they even closed and they opened up the walls.
Yep.
But when I went, it was full on August or something, and it was Africa hot. I didn't even want to get out of the car. I got out of the car one time, and that's when the oil liner, thing happened. And, yep. Or that plug, was it the plug? Whatever.
Yeah, that was the BP oil spill. Yep. Yeah.
So that was like just coming towards the coast of Florida I was down there. So I was like, not for me to just get out of the air conditioning, put my foot in the water, and get back in the car.
Yep.
And just to get out of here. You know, I love traveling. I could sit in an airport for days, just people watching.
People watching, yeah.
One time it took me, when I came back from that Florida trip, it took me 3 days to get back from Florida.
Because of the weather?
One was there was something wrong with an engine or something malfunctioned, and then the pilots ran out, the people ran out of time, they had to deplane.
Oh, all right.
Next time was something else mechanical. I'm like, God tell me I ain't gonna fly today. And I'm just happy. People yelling and screaming, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
Was Bill
and
there?
I'm just like, yeah, I know. I'm like, why? What you are is annoying me, so shut up like the rest of us. We're all in the same boat. And I just saw the next lady lying. I'm like, lady, I ain't gonna yell at you. I ain't gonna scream at you. But if you put me on that 6 a.m. flight tomorrow morning, you gonna get it. And she laughed and put me in first class on return trip.
Did she really?
First seat.
See, you got it going on. You got it going on.
Oh, look. He's sitting on my row house.
Oh, that is like a row. Yes, it is. Oh, God, that's an old house, Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just wish they would
clean it
up. That's
from the 1900s. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just like being overwhelmed.
Yeah. When the front porch is that roof's going to fall in anytime soon.
But I wonder if he, like, owns it or something, because there's usually bohemian kids that live there.
Because, man, that brickwork is solid.
I know.
It's beautiful.
I love it.
Oh, look at this cute little place, though, in the gable.
Yeah, that's pretty. You know, that's usually that one hot guy. He's sitting there in his couch.
Okay.
But it's always, like, one person from Whirlpool or somebody. Yeah. That, I mean, they get the whole house. And then they fix it the back, I think, to turn the up into
look
an
at
apartment.
That. People are so creative.
That's the one nice lady that works with Holly on the back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you do. You have a nice neighborhood over here, Tim.
See how peaceful it is?
Yeah, it is.
And then when you sat on the rocking chair the other day, mm-hmm. I always forget. I was always upset when they pulled my back awning off. Because
mm-hmm.
I used to love to sit there and record and just listen to the rain tap on that awning, tin awning, and I always forget that I have a front porch.
You do, and like you say, usually in the evening or in the late afternoon when the sun's already past us, it's gorgeous. Whoops.
Dog.
Lexi and I never come this way, so that was a new way for us.
Oh, I can't believe I gotta go to work.
I know, and I gotta go home and try to get on the computer, and then I gotta get down to Michigan Works and see what's going on.
Such a busy life you have.
Because Bill did say something about how you gotta get your paperwork together. I'm like, I don't have any paperwork.
You don't even know how to turn your computer on.
I have nothing.
How do you not even know your password to your computer? How does that even happen, Bonnie Jean?
No, it didn't. You know what? I don't know.
That was so funny because when I called Apple to help fix your phone, I'm like going, okay, listen. I am not a Bonnie Jean.
No, you're not.
I got her computer. I got her daughter's computer. Her daughter has up and moved to college and took her computer with her. Now, I don't know all the questions you're going to ask me. All I need you to do is help me fix this. And the guy on the other end is like, yes, I got it. We've been there before. It's mama something syndrome. I'm
yes,
like, oh, my God.
I heard you say, yeah, it's been a real challenge, man, to get her off a 3 to a 6+.
I know. Every time I tell somebody, I'm like, she had a 3. And their eyes just bug out. A 3? That thing even work? I'm like, I told her I couldn't be in public with her if she had a 3.
So that's when he and my daughter bonded on the way back from Chicago, picking her up. You still got that phone? See?
Look at the birds. Look at the birds on my bird feeder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Tim.
See, look. Look, look at all the birds in my yard just by changing the... You lazy birds just needed a feeder with a perch.
They did, you know.
Spoiled-ass birds.
I think, though, that one that you had